Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. It's our Wednesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Very happy to have you tuning in to listen to us and hopefully call in to get a reading of your own, free of charge during our shows. And the insight can be literally priceless. So we hope that we will hear from you. I also want to mention that I'm using only an ordinary deck of playing cards. This is what the...
folks.
What the personal prophecy method calls for is ordinary playing cards. So be aware that this is not tarot, not oracle card reading, or any of the other systems that are out there. Personal prophecy, start, finish. I'm also going to use a full 24-card layout for every caller. Now, in private sessions, I would use the same layout, but we would repeatedly lay the cards down to gain more and more insight. Due to time constraints, we pretty much have to keep it at one layout,
yep.
Two questions.
Up front.
Yeah, and Jimbo will be explaining how to make phone calls the best they can be. Also, I just want to mention that sad day today. The music world lost Tina Turner, 83 years old. On the internet, it says that she was a soul singer, but I think she did a certain amount of rock and roll, too, you know. So
she was on the pop charts.
Anyway,
she did everything.
She was loved by so many throughout her career. And we will discuss that a little bit later. So I'm going to turn you all over to Jimbo right now.
All right. Welcome. We want to remind everybody the show is for informational and educational purposes mm-hmm. only. Disclaimer out of the way. It's the world we live in. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear a message saying, this is the show while you wait. And that's a true statement. I called in. Everything sounds good. It wasn't choppy at all.
Good.
If you hear nothing or it's really bad, hang up, call back again. That's your best solution. And also, speaking of callers or Facebookers, because we are doing that simultaneously, if you're international, let us know. I don't assume that we remember you, unless you're like a really irregular from way back. Let us know. Say, hey, I'm from blah, blah. And then we'll give you a live international shout-out. Okay?
And the reason we do that is?
Well, a lot of them, like Rachel from Australia,
yes.
are in time zones that are drastically different than our own. Some of our Canadian folks are pretty much the same time zone. We're in the same continent. But we still give an international shout-out because they're international nonetheless.
Very good.
All right. Facebookers, speaking of you folks, we will always try to make time for you folks to get some reading time, too, because you can't call in unless you are a gazillionaire and have one of those international calling plans. And you wouldn't really
right.
have that unless you were a gazillionaire or you had a pretty kick-ass international business where you can write that off on your business taxes. And occasionally we get folks that, for whatever reason, don't have access to their phone, even on Facebook, that are domestic, that are here in the United States. So we'll turn you folks, can't promise you when, can't promise you how many times, can't make any kind of promises and all that. All I know is we try our trying best. We'll formally announce it. Don't try to call in and get in a queue because there is no queue for Facebook Messenger. And that's what we would like
exactly.
you to call in on audio or video, your choice. And if you do call in video, nobody's going to see it, just Deb. Oh, I see it too, but I mean, just saying, you don't have to worry about anybody else seeing your face. But and either way, when we announce it, it has to be to Deborah Lee. You got to be friends with her. All right. So there's a couple stipulations. And most of our regulars are another international shout out to
Jink.
Virgil.
Yeah, Jink.
Virgil Kane is the name. Work on the Dane Bill
train. Virgil, yes, from New Jersey.
Okay. Adios, the last one, fourth. This is actually very important.
Manchester,
nobody,
England.
Nobody likes that sound on this show, really, because it means that your free reading has come to an end. But all good things must come to an end. Even life must come to an end. Now, nobody's dying here, but I'm just saying, when you hear, respect the harp. When you hear the harps, the reading is concluding. Don't start getting into more back and forth debates and questions or whatever. Save it for another show. Or the best bet for you would be to go to the psychiclovedoctor.com website. You can arrange for a private reading, and that's you, Deb, nobody else. All the questions and layouts you want for whatever time block you have prearranged.
And you can record your readings if you'd like, working one-on-one.
That's true. That's true. Whatever device you have on your computer, that'll record, yeah.
And just remember, we do post all of these shows.
Yes.
They're archived, so you can always refer back.
Truth. And I think that they're available also on Blog Talk Radio, too, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
I ask you because she plays around with that Blog Talk Radio stuff way more than I do, so she knows more about that than I do. That's her baby. The only time I get in is right now. Otherwise, she's the one that does all the other stuff. All right, I think we have covered all topics, and I think we shall go.
Thank you.
Caller number one, 703.
Caller number one,
703. 703.
Yeah,
welcome to the show.
Hello. I can hear you much better than yesterday. Yesterday was kind of crazy for you guys.
Yes, it was.
Every day is different, right?
Situation in the whatever.
So I
had
two things. So I've had three people actually contact jobs. That's a good thing.
Oh.
That is a good thing. That's more of the merrier.
Yeah. Yeah, so three people.
Now,
but my – oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I hope that when you go and interview, because you are becoming a bit of a pro, I hope that you accentuate the positive with yourself, you know, because you have to fight ageism, and that's, it's terrible.
I know.
So your assets are, you are not raising any children, you know.
Right.
You don't have any, let's say, husband, boyfriend, et cetera, that you have to be at a second call, that kind of thing. The more you stress your positive, I think it's better for you to get the job. Because you do.
You're right.
You sure get nibbles on your bait that you're out there. You know.
Yeah.
We are hearing ourselves on your audio feed.
Yeah, do you have a computer on or?
No, it's something with my phone. I don't know. It's just the echo in the back of the ground of the phone. I don't hear it, but some people hear it.
Yeah, that's pretty weird. At least it's not overpowering.
No.
All right. It is what it
okay.
is.
Okay.
All right. What would you like to know, my friend?
So my other question is, so I got pictures, you know, of the wedding pictures. We're talking about the wedding thing. I got a private link to certain pictures. And guess what was not in the pictures? There's a picture of myself with Stephen and Christine, you know, together. Then there's pictures with Christine and Stephen and Kenny, my ex-husband, his wife, her kids, her parents, her grandmother, and her twin sister. Now, why did I get a picture like that with her parents and her grandparents and twin sister? What? This is,
I'm not
once again,
sure that there is a motive, you know, like an evil motive to that. But we can see.
I mean, it's yours to.
It's annoying.
Do you have it electronically?
They sent it via like a private link, you know, like one of their Google Docs kind of thing.
Oh, then you can download it and promptly delete it.
No, but I'm saying, where's the picture? I mean, I don't get a picture of her family and her sister and her grandmother. I wasn't in any of those pictures. Every picture was Kenny's family. Once again, I'm, you know, like out of the pictures. It just never ends.
That is mean, and that is wrong. And whoever was handling the photography for this thing, unless it was
Christine,
real, okay, it was just homespun taking pictures. Nobody hired for the photography.
No, no, she has a photographer. No, she had a photographer, but she controlled the photographer. It wasn't Steven. She controlled, I told you, everything.
And who is she now again?
The wife.
Oh, Christine, the daughter-in-law.
Daughter-in-law, his wife.
Yeah.
Well, she's getting her jab then. But if I were you, would act like it didn't bother you. You know, remember, I've got a couple of lesser daughter-in-laws that they kind of give a little dig every now and again to me. I don't know why it feels like, Andrea, it kills me. But I feel like when our kids marry, suddenly we're like fighting over fresh meat or something with this new wife. You know,
it's crazy.
Well, remember the old saying where they say a son's a son till he takes a wife, but a daughter's a daughter the rest of her life.
Well, that doesn't do her any damn bit of good.
Doesn't
does
do me any either. So.
All right, there you go. All right. Any other
I think the conversation is going to have to be with Steven, you know, not Christine, because I don't even know where to start. You know, it's like you said, you know, I don't want to cause problems, but you know, they need to know how I feel. This is just, it just perpetuates. It's like, you know, every day it's something different.
Now let me ask you, I'm going to just put this bluntly. Does Christine have his manhood in her purse? Or
absolutely.
When she first brought this up.
Well,
that.
Then what good is it to talk to him?
Yeah, no, yeah,
he's
exactly.
Wuss out.
Yes. Well, you can still let him know. It's like, hey, I know you're going to do anything because you are a sackless mouse now. But here's how I feel. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
I
can't go back and do a redo in those pictures. I mean, you don't get a redo.
No.
No, you don't.
Only one picture matters is if you have a picture of just them two with nobody else in it. That's the only one that matters.
It really is.
The other ones you can just delete, burn, pee on them, I don't know, whatever you want to do. Use them as paper for if you have a birdcage. But, I mean, the only ones that matter are the ones that just matter. Them two. You can keep those.
You know,
I'll
tell you though that my son and his wife, when they got married in Japan, you just go in the courthouse, you sign something. There's no fanfare. There's no
different culture.
But you can go to these salons where they have wedding clothes for the male and the female, and they put in on traditional white wedding dress and all, and he put on a real sharp, kind of a real trendy silver-like suit. Looked like maybe it was linen. And they took pictures there. And then they had the fight, and they sent those to me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And there was no family member.
No, there none of her family went.
They don't play that kind of game.
No.
It's a legal ceremony thing, but they still look nice for it. They don't get into the $15,000 worth of shit.
Oh, they're so smart.
Yeah, that is smart.
Yeah. Wow.
Holy crap poop. All this money spent on these frickin' elaborate weddings. Good Lord God.
I know. Yeah. I know.
You know what?
This is like $60,000.
Yeah, that's just gone forever. What do you got? Oh, I got pictures of the memory. So, yeah? What do you got when your ass is in divorce court there? Oh, you got a new bill coming up called divorce lawyer.
Yeah.
They're like, what, $500 an
hour?
Yeah,
just, you know what? It just keeps on, keep on.
Well, your son is not happy in that marriage. Okay. She's really transformed into quite a shrew. You'll never see it. But he's just going through it. He's suffering in silence, let's put it that way.
Well, that's...
Yeah.
But he consciously made that decision on his own, and it wasn't a shock, I'm pretty sure.
No.
So he...
But I told you, he's got a twin sister, so it's double the trouble.
Yeah, well, you know what? If that's the turd he wants, then he can't complain about the smell.
Well,
nope.
That's
nope.
So profound. Did you make that up?
I'm telling you, if you choose a turd... Don't go crying to somebody. Boy, this stink. What do you expect, dumbass? You picked the turd.
Okay, as for you.
Well, I give that marriage 5 years.
I do too.
Oh, yes. We like the law of averages here. Over and under 5 years.
Yep.
Let's do it. Everybody put
5 years.
I wanted to say, I think you're going to be offered a job real soon here now. So,
oh, good.
When you go in, just remember, this is your shot for selling yourself. You know?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep, it's like there's, yeah, it's a real fine line. Because you got to be confident.
Well, one of the jobs right in Leesburg is, you know, like 15 minutes from my house, so it's perfect.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
That's a commute.
Yeah.
That's one of those things where you factor in the lack of gas you'll be spending and stuff, too. Where actually, you can factor that in.
Traffic.
Yep. Oh, I couldn't even imagine that. The only time, once upon a time, it would take me 20 minutes to get to work. Those days are gone.
Mm.
Traffic is bad now. It's the same commute. It's just worse for whatever reason, but go ahead.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I guess you're going to have to be a peacemaker over these pictures. I mean, you can say something.
Yeah.
But
typical.
Steamrolled over you anyway. It's terrible.
Yep.
I know.
Yep.
Sad.
Yep.
Sad.
Oh, one of our watchers on Facebook, he says, read, read, and I'm assuming this is a book, titled The Selfish Gene by Professor Richard Dawkins.
One typically does read books. That's just true.
Mm.
So that's for everybody. Sounds interesting. You know, I watched a Dr. Phil recently, and he mentioned a book called, I think it's called, it's in my other room, The Meaning of Man, I think it was. Anyway, it starts out about the concentration camp. He said it was the best book he ever read. I bought it tongue-in-cheek just to see what he would consider the best book he ever read.
Okay,
and he's not wrong.
What is that, she should buy that book? Is that what you're
Man's
saying?
Meaning of Life. I was just throwing that out there, that, you know, as maybe accompanying something like this.
Okay, well,
I
recommend reading a book called Don't Marry a Bitch by Jim Shade. I'll be publishing that very soon. It's soon going to come out.
Nice. You know what I mean?
Awesome.
They're just oblivious.
Whatever.
They're
going to pay the price.
That's right.
Your angel card reading, Hello from Heaven, totally off subject. Archangel Azrael, your loved ones in heaven are doing fine. Let go of worries and feel their loving blessings.
I
have a little bit of good news that's outside of all this nonsense. Getting the loved past ones, the past loved past ones, past loved ones.
Yes, there you go.
Let's get the words
well,
right
good
on,
luck
Jim.
To you, Andrea.
Thank you.
Keeping on.
Yes.
No.
All right. Have a great holiday. Oh, I'm sure we'll talk before when I get my job.
Oh, that's right. All right.
Yeah,
let us know.
We shall be here. All right.
Okay.
And let you guys know before she speaks.
Yeah. What?
I do not hang up on you folks. I put you back on mute. If you want to continue to listen, that's your choice. So when we say goodbye, it means goodbye us talking to you, but you can still be there. All right, Deb, what were you going
to
say?
I just wanted to
re-mention
about us losing Tina Turner today.
Oh.
83 years old, and she passed away. That woman has had one heck of a life. She's listed on Google as having been a soul singer. I think she also played a bit with rock and roll. She was married to Ike Turner. And let me tell you, I am so glad at that from back in the day that she got the help of this marriage. That man broke her jaw, broke her nose, gave her black eyes, threw her, you know, like downstairs. I mean, there was a time when domestic violence was not that much in the spotlight. He was interviewed for a magazine, and they asked him, so is it true that you have assaulted your wife, you know, physically, it caused her harm, et cetera? And he said, well, no more than any other husband does. But, yeah, he's a winner.
Well, I mean, I watched a Cops episode. I remember how long that show's been going, though. In this one episode, they responded to a domestic thing. Guy another guy were going at it. It turns out the guy was, he was abusing the sister and the brother of the he was abusing his girlfriend, and the brother of the girlfriend took Stanford and got in a fight with the guy.
Really?
But the guy, but his quote, which is just leads right up to, he goes, his quote was why I defended my sister, because ain't no man going to beat my sister if he ain't married to her. So he's saying, while their boyfriend, girlfriend, he can't beat her. Once they get married, he beat the shit out of her, is basically what he was saying there.
Woman had legs.
Nice quote.
Legs to die for. Many of you are maybe too young to even know who we're talking about. She had them insured by Lloyd's of London for $2.3 million.
She's not the first person to have her legs.
No, she's not.
A lot of models have, and other body parts.
Yeah. So it's kind of sad. I'm glad she did get a couple of decades, few decades in her life where she was happy.
I wonder if any porn stars ever insured their Schnitzelgruben.
We're talking about the loss of Tina Turner today.
I was talking about Lloyd's of London insuring peepees, maybe.
Oh, I don't know. Did you hear that Ron Jeremy went crazy? He's batshit crazy.
Well, a lot of those people in the world.
Yep, he's like institutionalized.
Yeah, well, there's another interesting.
And you know
statement
what?
There.
He's horribly ugly. A woman must have needed that money bad. You know. Anyway.
Truth. All right. Yeah. Here we go. All right. Next caller is area code 520.
Oh.
Oh, Lisa.
Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, Lisa. My name is Lisa. Hey, Lisa. All right, go ahead.
How you doing?
Good.
We're doing good. How you doing?
Joey from Friends.
Sorry, you're doing the New Yorker type. How you doing? How you doing?
Now, okay, so now enough about that.
Let's get back on.
Well, Deb, the car.
Yes.
With you, Deb.
How was your day?
Really? Oh, my God, Deb. We're making, we're back to making dinners, and I'm making dinner right now, and we talked about, I found out what the problem was. He thought I was leaving him, because I keep saying, I'm moving. On a jet plane to, what is that song?
I'm leaving on a jet plane.
Does she say where she's going in that
Don't know
song?
Where the frickin' frack I'm going. I thought it was a good thing.
I thought it was Peter Mary. Yeah. Well,
I thought it was one of the Peter Mary. No, fine. No, anyway, back to Lisa.
Anyway, Deb, this is the thing.
We talked about
what?
that you've said that too many times. And it triggers in him, you know, abandonment and rejection and all of that. So you've
got
to.
Well, this is the thing.
But you can't move it.
So I have to stop it. You know, I have to stop it. And it's really tough because when I mean, right now I'm on an emotional high with him. I just, oh, my God, I'm so emotionally high. I talked to him yesterday, and we were on a walk, and I said, look at me, look in my eyes. I'm not leaving. I'm staying, and we're going to – he says, we're family. So what do the cards say?
I'm ready for you. You know, I wonder where you've got that hair trigger response, where you got that from.
Oh, I know. I know. I know. I know where it comes from. I know.
Okay,
I know.
Tell us.
I know. Well, I was a military brat, so you moved a lot. I was a military brat that moved in the womb, you know. We moved all the time, and so my life is like that, you know. I pack it up and I relocate, if you know, and so I've always questioned living here. You know, I've just never, because of the pendulum that swings, especially, and it's so sensitive, like being here like this. But I told him, I'm not leaving. I'm staying here, and because, you know, he said a few hours earlier, we're family. And I said, yeah, we're family.
You know what, though?
You should have said, I'm not, have no plans to move. You shouldn't say, I'm not leaving. He could leave, you could leave. And just say, I'm not planning on leaving.
Under the circumstances that they're dealing with, it's different. But you know what, Lisa? I'm still kind of not convinced about the military move because you use it in a weapon type of way.
What are you talking about?
When you say, that's it, I'm moving, I'm leaving here.
Oh, you know how many chicks
and,
are
oh, no, you were asking me why it happens. That's the only thing I can pull out of the air. I don't know. I'm just not.
She's guessing why.
It's to escape the torture.
Well, she's not the only one I've heard that before. Oh, I've heard it all
the time.
It's so
torturous sometimes with him. You know, I just want to take him and eat him up with a spoon. And
all I know is there's a certain point when a chick pulls that where you just say, no more, no mas, no mas.
Exactly, and that's what he did.
I would advise
him.
He did it. And then I took a breath and I said, okay,
I realized what was going on. And I said, I ain't moving.
He didn't actually do it. A guy that makes up his mind said, I'm sick of that crap. I'm done. That's done. There isn't. You wouldn't be here right now talking about him. So he didn't do it. He threatened to do it.
What?
No, he just said,
Yeah.
Huh?
No.
Go ahead.
Let her finish.
He's building up toward it. You know, he got his own little crock pot, and he said no more. He didn't actually say it. He just started eating dinner on his own, and I was, you know, what's going on here? What's happening? You know, and then, anyway, so we're good. Now we're good.
Yep.
We're good.
I stand corrected then.
And remember,
he never said it. Okay.
There is a subtext when you say to him, yeah, I've got plans. Me and the girls are going to go, you know, down the street to the bar. He knows what's in bars, you know, and you tell him you're going to go do this and that. There's like, the only way I could think of it is a subtext where you're saying, I'm making a life that doesn't include you.
He told me yesterday, he says, you're going to move, you're going to leave. And so he said, because I was saying, you know, things are different now between us. And he said, you're leaving. And anyway, we got into a discussion. And so now it's back to being really good, better than it ever has.
Well,
and I did say, next time you can come with me if I go out.
Time you can come with me and the girls. We're interesting.
Well, they're all looking for men. So, you know, he could come along and just watch the antics of the women.
Yeah, because that's the most awesome evening for a guy to watch chicks go hang out. That's the greatest thing on earth to ever do. That is so much fun. The only reason you would want to do that is if you weren't attached to any of the girls. Then you're free to pick up things. But that, he wouldn't be able to do that. So why would he want to go?
Well, maybe just to observe women.
I didn't realize he was a scientist that likes to make observations of women in action. Like, well, I'm observing the doe in the wild right now, playing around with the buck. It's not fun for a guy to observe chicks having coffee, okay, just to let you know.
But she said the other women drink.
Okay.
She doesn't need to drink.
All right. I want to know how many guys out there would love to go out with their girlfriends when they're just going to go out and have a chick's night out.
Well, I don't know.
And you're faithful. Because I go out with a friend chick on a chick's night out because, boy, who knows what you're going to find. That might be a woo-hoo-hoo-hoo time. But that's not the case here.
You make it seem like hunting ground.
The world is a hunting ground. Who's the hunter and who's the prey?
Well, things are looking very good for the two of you, Lisa. Just like last night. They're very stable right now. Yeah.
Okay, so cards are not sensational, but that's also a good thing.
Oh, it's a very good
thing. Like, I'm happy when I open up a mailbox and there is nothing in there. I'm cool with that.
No bills. And
you always are excited. You think Deb is excited for the mail. She thinks there's going to be like a check for $15 billion in there or something. I don't know why. To me, it's like I kind of really don't want to look at the mail because nothing good comes in there. It's either stuff I throw away or it's a bill. So why should I get excited?
Well,
the bottom line is cards that aren't sensational are good, right, in this case?
In this case, yes, it's very nice.
No turmoil, no speed bumps, no hurdles.
No drama.
Yeah, no whatever.
Because you guys are ironing it out.
No landmines.
Between you. You're negotiating and, you know, reaching good decisions on boundaries and things
of that
nature.
Like a lot of it's unspoken.
That's true.
Yeah.
But, you know, that unspoken stuff can only last so long. You can't have a lifetime of unspoken stuff.
Right about what about that woman that ended up in that mansion where the spiders were coming out of her wedding cake and she was in the torn and tattered wedding dress waiting for her sweetheart at the altar? We talked about that from Charles Dickens, Mrs. Habersham or Miss Habersham or whatever.
Are you
so far?
You would have known that. I wouldn't have
known
that.
So far.
Is that a story?
Well, maybe, yeah, from Charles Dickens. So maybe I won't end up like that.
Well, that would be a good thing. That would be a good thing, yes.
Maybe she had ordered the wedding cake in her wedding dress. It took place in the late 1800s. And the spiders, people found her much later, hundreds of years later, and the spiders were crawling out of her wedding cake, and her dress was all torn and tattered, and she was old. And maybe that's me. Maybe I'll just be there. Maybe she had unspoken.
I remember that conversation she had because I remember some movie where they kept coming across some old chick sitting there saying, he's coming anytime soon. And that's when Lisa remembered where that came from an actual real literature piece. I just remember they threw it in some weird movie one time I watched with some chick saying, well, I'm waiting. I'm going to show up anytime now. You know, and finally somebody said, listen, bitch. He ain't coming, all right? Just go find something else to do or whatever. It was some weird movie. But she's talking, yeah. I'll steal that from literature. All right. I had to yell. I had to wake up the dead. What else has got
going? Well, here, this is kind of funny. One of my sons worked for a caterer for some time up in Richmond, oh. A ritzy area of Virginia. What? A lot of wealthy people that live up there.
It used to be the kill capital of Virginia. There's also a lot of... All right. First of all, folks, there's no Beverly Hills anywhere on this Commonwealth of Virginia.
Well, up by the college, if there's those...
And we can drive down here in Norfolk, Virginia, to Lakewood area and find those big, giant mansions down where your dentist was. But anyway, he did catering. We're obviously
yes.
Only people with money.
And this was a super elaborate wedding.
Sure.
I mean, sometimes people go and actually will rent, like, a plantation, you know, where there's horses out there. And
no slaves anymore because we abolished that. Go ahead.
And the whole thing was very, very elegant. The people even rented one of those, like a Cinderella, what do you call them, that she rode in. Cinderella. Like somebody knows what I'm talking about.
She rode in a carriage?
Carriage. Yeah.
God, I thought it was something even more elaborate
no,
that you couldn't
was.
Think of.
It was like all made of glass. Really
oh,
special.
The one that Prince Charming sent? Oh, no, the one that the pumpkin and the mice and all that shit, right? The magic?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Before the midnight set in.
It was an afternoon wedding, and they had the cake out like 5-6 o'clock to do the cake cutting, you know, after the... their elegant dinner and all of that. There were some kind of these little flying bugs. There was a ton of them that, and they didn't notice right away, but those little bugs got stuck in all the frosting on the cake. And there was no way.
Oh, no.
Crystal cared. There was no way they could get another cake that they could pluck them all off. So because now the festivities had turned to candlelight they served it, and people thought those were like chocolate sprinkles.
All right.
Hey.
A little extra protein never hurt anyone.
They were all probably drunk by the time they ate the cake.
Many stinky blow-off insects.
A little crunch.
Human
a little crunch.
Insects, spiders, frogs, I mean, birds. I mean, there's a reason there's a gazillion insects up there.
You know what? They're trying to get us to eat insects in place of meat. So that was a pioneered thing for them to do.
Oh, it got trendy. It got trendy out on the West Coast for a while. I remember, 10 years ago or so. Actually, at like some of the baseball games, I think it was in Seattle, you could get some like crickets that were seasoned and cooked and stuff. It got very trendy for a little while.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can go to, like, Korea or Thailand around there and up some of the street food.
Well, just so long as they don't put the ticks that cause Lyme disease or the malaria in there, and we're munching away on them.
somebody brought a box to work back in the trendy days, this little small container, and they were all seasoned up. I thought it was like, oh, this company made things look like made a whole ton of those
what
things.
What was it?
It was a bunch of and there was like 2 or 3 different insects, and I was getting hell on them because I thought it was a joke. I thought, the company made these things look like insects, and I ate them. And they were all breaded and seasoned and everything. It tasted great, and after a while, I was like, you know what? That's no bullshit. I just ate like an ass ton of insects.
Oh.
They were good. They were good. I didn't die. I didn't. Fake food thing, but nope, it was the real deal, y'all.
Well, it just proves you'll put anything in your mouth, won't you?
All right, now we're talking.
A delay. Yeah, there's a delay one for them. Yep.
That's a rim shot.
Rim shot, which is interesting term for that. But anyway, all right.
Virgil, they make pizza out here when we have the big infestation of the cicadas. The cicadas.
I've never heard of a pizza.
They're the ones
with
that go.
Yeah, we all talked about this.
Cheddos was offering, or Cal's was offering a pizza that had cicadas on it.
I don't remember that.
Well, yeah, I don't know where we were at the time.
Who in the flying frickin' hell would order that? Who?
People in a bar.
But you would order that as a joke knowing that there's not a sober. There's nobody that is sober that would eat that.
No, but look at the concept you got to have when you're drinking. You know, like Daryl had to eat that.
Oops. He wasn't drinking. That was an initiation Navy thing. That wasn't just a drinking
thing. It
was
probably
no, it was a chief thing, he said. Chief initiation.
Yeah.
Well, that's the film. Yeah. That's Asian cultures. Jesus, God.
That's how I look at sushi.
I
look at sushi like that, having a serving of parasites. You know, I love sushi as long as it's vegetables. You know, just vegetables and avocados.
I like.
But once it gets into
like
serving the raw...
I had a girlfriend that was like her. I think her parents were from Korea, so she was very Korean.
Mm-hmm.
And one time she thought it'd be great. She brought over a bunch of sushi and sake and all that shit. I was like, oh, the sushi is like, yeah. The sake is like, really? Everybody thinks that's strong wine, you know? But it was like, yeah. But anyway, the sushi was. I would rather have a freaking cowboy steak than that little piece of meat wrapped in a bunch of rice and seaweed shit. What is
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah,
what is that?
No kidding. Yeah.
Give me a goddamn crock pot, Deb.
Yeah.
In the crock pot. Big rib roast in the crock pot. That's fuck sushi.
Now we're attacking.
I had a boyfriend that was very wealthy, about 20 years ago before I met my husband. Have any of you ever seen the play or the movie Pygmalion, where this guy tries to make this girl from England refined, and she has really strong Cockney accent.
What decade about?
I don't know.
For
me,
10 years.
90.
Okay, just
90s.
Okay, I'm just curious. Okay.
And he taught me about sushi, and I'll tell you what, I thought, if this guy thinks this is how I'm going to live, he's got another guest coming.
Now,
yeah.
Was that the dude that also taught you he had herpes? Or was that the dude that taught you that he also swung the other way and once in a while bobbed on a little pee-pee?
Yes.
Oh, that's what he was. It was the other one that once in a while... Sometimes he wasn't in the mood for a biscuit and he wanted a meatsicle. That guy. Okay, go back to there.
Yes, but he didn't swing like a pendulum that way. He'd have a friend for some period of time, and then he would switch over to women. But
that's interesting.
He didn't mix it up.
What do you mean? He is mixing it up. What are you talking about?
He's mixing it up.
He's not mixing it up in the same bed. Doesn't mean he's not mixing it up.
I asked him, too. Hey, I said, I'm on the top.
That was the dude that he did have that little cheesy-ass gay porn mustache. He did. I saw that dude. He did.
Hey, you know what? On Instagram, it said, if women could turn into men for just 24 hours, what would the first thing be? And the comments are really interesting, if you can imagine.
I would like to see that, actually.
Yeah. What did they say?
Basically, a lot of what you guys are talking about right now.
Well, I guess if you take somebody's personality, if you can imagine taking their hormones and put it in a different body, well, that's a whole different ballgame then, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Remember that movie?
What?
Where the womanizer guy killed, he got killed, the chicks killed him, it was that blonde chick, and all of a sudden he came back into her body, that really hot blonde chick. It was a great movie. Anyway, also, she was acting like a guy, but she was a chick, and she was like standing with her legs apart, smoking cigarettes and shit.
I have
Like
a gunslinger.
We're not going to get
like
there.
Like a gunslinger.
No. It was like late 80s, early 90s.
These girls killed him?
Yes. Because he was a womanizer and he was doing them all wrong and they like murdered him in a hot tub. And all of a sudden his spirit came back into the blonde chick. And she was like, there was a guy and she's like, oh my God, I got boobs. And she was... She also she reached down with her legs like ooh like she was gonna go play. It's a great flick. What is that movie called?
I don't know, but I know what it's
Ellen Barkin.
She became who was in her day. Like
she was hot back then.
Yeah.
And this guy that
Charlie, there was something about Charlie.
Yeah, and there's three of them plotted to kill this guy. He was doing them all wrong. It might have been their bodies or something. And all of a sudden his spirit came back into her. Remember that? But the first time the guy realized he was in a woman body, he was like, ooh. It's just an order to play with.
Oh, what a male fantasy.
Well, or like she said, the female might do the same thing into a guy's body, right? That's what made me think of what Lisa said about that.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Yeah.
All right. You know what, Lisa?
Hi.
Even though we're talking really satanic, evil, dirty things, I'm going to give you an angel card. How ironic is that?
Virgil wants to make a film about that dream, Jim.
What dream?
I don't know.
I didn't have a dream.
You mean about this movie?
Oh, it's a movie. It's not. She remembered the movie, actually. Yeah. Anyway, it already is a movie about it. It was pretty good. The subject is counselor, and it's from Archangel Azrael. You are a natural counselor, and many people benefit from your guidance and reassurance.
And I want to mention here, Lisa, on a serious note, you are going to achieve some notoriety for some work that you do.
She has a lot of projects.
Helping others.
Yeah.
There's something they hear involving helping others.
And you should. If you're helping others, you deserve
it. It's really going to put you in the limelight. So that's definitely ahead for you.
And if you're helping others, you deserve that. And when you get in the limelight, it gives you opportunity to help a whole bunch of other people once
it
you
really
get that
does.
Notoriety.
In fact, I'm seeing a man here, somebody who is in a, I don't know if it's a uniform or it's a very nice suit. Somebody who's involved possibly in government and helping others. It's a very important, I don't know, I see a very important movement that
I see a silhouette.
You see a what?
I see a silhouette. Never mind. We're not going to go into Queen.
All right. And he is going to really bring this forward with you. So I wanted to make sure you knew that. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you know
thank
what? If you're doing things to help others, you deserve the notoriety for two reasons. One, because you deserve it. And two, it'll help further your cause, whatever your cause is.
Exactly.
I don't know what the hell your cause is. Maybe you're helping frogs. I don't know what you're doing. But whatever your cause is, if it's a good cause and noble cause, I want you to get the notoriety. And that will bring on you a chance to even do better on that.
Well, I agree. Yeah. I agree. It's very important work. This guy may be what do we call them?
You said maybe law enforcement, uniform law enforcement, or something related to that.
Well, look at how laws are changing. I mean, I am really shocked about the whole Roe versus Wade. I don't want to tell anybody.
Oh, don't go there, Deb.
But I'm saying that's just the tip of the iceberg. Now they're banning books in school. I mean, Lord have mercy. Where's it going to end?
First of all,
I know.
Look at the big picture. I don't have a vagina.
Yeah.
I don't get pregnant, so I'm not taking sides. I'm just saying all this report said was the Constitution actually didn't actually protect that one thing.
Well, now they're taking the plan
and
they're
going back
B.
to the states.
Plan B is being taken away, so you can't even.
Well,
yeah, it's bad.
It goes to the states, and what is your power as a citizen is the vote. You vote people into your state legislation that won't do that.
I do have to say that for
that's the way it works.
If it's Republicans that are doing all of this, I may have to shift my affiliation, and that would make me sad. Because I like to support our country's military, and that comes through voting in Republicans.
I'm glad that I don't have a vagina, so I kind of don't really care about this subject.
You know what else is really unique about you,
men? I don't
men?
Care. I don't give a shit. Wear
you,
rubber. Wear,
you men.
Do something, don't get right, guys, too.
You guys are not attached to your semen, your sperm, your seed. Whatever you want to call it. You're not attached to it.
Women sell eggs.
Well, yeah, but I think more men sell the sperm.
Because we have unlimited supply.
Or you're giving it away to everybody. Here, have some sperm.
Because there isn't a, there isn't like a freaking the ugly legs coming on and they're going to kick everybody out.
Hey, you know what?
I
saw a movie, I think it was on Amazon a couple of years back, and this couple, were not having a good time in their marriage. They were falling apart. They were distant. And the woman somehow found out that the man was going to the sperm bank and masturbating off in a closet and donating his sperm. Boy, was there trouble between them after she discovered that?
I would think that would be a big problem.
I would think she'd have grounds to sue him or something.
There's a little slippery slope there, but
He wasn't being romantic with her, but he was being all involved with the magazines. That was his little gig. You know, there's Miss Habersham with the rotting cake and the rotting wedding dress. There's this dude that goes to the
No, I knew where she was going, but that's funny. I think she could do comedy because a lot of times comedians like to make a connection back to their opening joke for some reason. They think that's the thing to do. That's the first time she started joking about that. Chick with spiders and the wedding cake and stuff. Yep, she just made a connection. She's going to be doing stand-up on Netflix.
Oh, and now Dave Chappelle is getting a lot of shit because he is anti-trans. He doesn't go for it.
Oh,
and
that's right.
And that's his freedom of speech.
You're not allowed to have a freedom of speech. Those days are gone. Those days are gone.
Those days are gone.
They're gone. Isn't that the First Amendment?
Yeah.
Second is the gun.
You gotta ride the wave.
That's a joke.
You lose. You lose everything.
As long as you don't offend people.
And the minute you offend somebody, so a lot of other comics don't want to work with him. And I think that's a joke. You know, this guy is, I think he's super talented. Just love him. Him and Kevin Hart. And
yeah, I want to throw a paradox.
Yeah.
What
if, he's brilliant.
What if you being offended offends me?
Yeah.
Then you shouldn't be allowed to
be offended. Yeah.
You being offended offends me. So you shouldn't be allowed to be offended either.
Yeah. Wow.
That's crazy, the world.
Yeah,
that's
you know
crazy.
What? People want to search for the fountain of youth. There's no goddamn way I want to live forever on this planet the way it's going. No way. I'm ready
to check
out. But
you got to tell Madonna that. She keeps going to spend her millions on 99-cent plastic surgeons.
Is she doing that? Oh, my,
oh
God.
My God.
She's going to look really gross in 10 years.
It's like it's the dollar store plastic surgeon.
I haven't seen her recently.
Oh, my God.
I heard you have to spend, someone was saying somewhere on social media, you've got to spend at least $65,000. How that chick knew, I don't know. $65,000 on a good plastic surgeon. I thought, poor Madonna. She's got to leave that dollar store plastic surgeon because her face is like out like a baboon.
All the people get addicted to that stuff.
I want to know how they all get these big balloon asses.
Oh, Jesus.
Where do those come from? I'm serious.
Here we go. Number four.
Oh, yeah. You look at them. They're not really fat the rest of the way, but then, boom, there's this great big ass in your face. I just don't understand it. How is that beauty?
Yeah, it isn't beauty.
You know what? I've got to head back.
It isn't beauty.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
What
There's
sorry
a song
about?
Like that. I'm so
what?
Sorry. La da 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 da
da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da
da da da da He's not officially one of the wings yet. He's probably made that song with
He made
them.
It with Linda.
But they weren't officially a thing yet then, right?
No, they made the song.
At first, I just had his name on it.
And what is a butterfly?
They said what it was.
What is it?
Nothing. They said butterfly. He said the butter wouldn't melt, so he put it in the pie. I'm a field guy, and Paul McCartney... God rest his soul. John Lennon were the big creators of that name. George Harrison and Ringo did, but those were the two big names, and some dumbass took John Lennon out, but whatever.
Yeah, and I thought that you said that Admiral Halsey was a made-up individual.
We looked it up.
And it's made up. Somebody,
yeah.
Not real.
Yeah, it wasn't. And, you know, there's probably been a lot of Halsey's names, and we had Bo Halsey in World War II. And they probably have lots of Halsey's in England.
I'm
going
to have
think,
to go back to KP duty. I'm on charge right now.
Oh, yeah.
What you got a peeled potatoes?
What are you having?
Oh, well, I did it too late. I had a bunch of workouts that I went to. I went to a couple of different workouts and went grocery store shopping. And so I put stuff in the crock pot, but I think I'm going to have to remove it and put it on the stovetop and boil it down. It's chicken with a bunch of... like sweet potato, and I'm going to put noodles in it and onions and carrots, and I use the mandolin. And so it's really thinly sliced onions.
Yeah.
I think
you're a very good cook. Yeah. You better get your butt in there where you belong.
I put some curry in there. Curry, yay. And
Kim will be there.
What kind of curry?
A little thyme. We'll see how it comes out.
was it just the regular curry, the standard curry?
Or green curry? Or
yeah,
what?
Just the cheapo powdered curry that you can buy in the generic section of the store.
I get that. Have you tried some of the other curries? The red curry?
No, but I want
curries.
To.
You got to.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Like, Indian food uses that standard regular curry. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh.
You got to try some of the red and green curries and the Pang Mang curry. Oh, my Lord Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You must do it. You must.
So you and he are having
dinner?
He's coming over.
Well, we restarted. We restarted because I said, I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere.
She says, no, I'm not.
And now I have to get out of the habit of saying that, because that was my how I could lower the boom. I could say, well, okay, you don't treat me right, I'm leaving. But now I can't do that anymore. So I got to figure out how to
say anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's very ultimatum-y. You know what I mean?
Well, if you say it 5-6 times, it has no value anymore. Anyway, I'm going to
leave. Yeah.
You know, then you
walking
I bet you're going to leave.
Be like, just Jesus Christ, just freaking
leave. Yeah. Get on your goddamn brain, you bitch. Jesus God. You know? Yep.
Here, let me pack your bag.
Right, exactly. Here, I'll hold the door so it doesn't hit you in the ass by accident. Yeah. Thank you so much. Please be good to your, what do you mean? I don't know if you're like stroking cucumbers or I don't know what you're doing. You do what you got to do.
Okay, thank you.
Do what you got to do, you know.
In the words of Elvis Presley, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you very much. He liked to say thank you very much. All right.
Wonderful.
All right, we say goodbye to Lisa.
Yeah, gotta go. But we love you.
I'm still listening, but she's probably got stuff to do.
You should end on the...
We did.
End on the beat.
They might want to listen. I'm not going to take any more calls. Let them listen.
Right, because I could turn to our Facebookers.
I just typed it.
Okay. All right,
Facebookers Messenger. Deborah Lee.
There's a...
Audio or video?
And Bella, did you get
you
rid of her?
You should do it so. I got rid of somebody that was there. Yep. Everybody that came in and poached has been punted. It's like 4 people so far. Yep. And I have not enjoyed it. I didn't like those damn poachers. Oh, excuse me.
So Virgil likes his sake.
Sake?
I think Uzo blows sake away. Personally,
I don't think he's good. I think they're apples and oranges.
Well,
sake is a wine. Uzo is a. I think you can't compare them.
But it's so yummy, Uzo.
And you know, the Korean chick, she did it right. She got like the best sushi. She got the best sake. Put in that stupid little glass cup. Heat it up because it's supposed to be heated. Yep. That's cool. We had a good time. And then I just drank the rest of her sake out of the bottle, and we had a good night of Bedroom Olympics. That was at the house with the dogs, at the house there at Laringo.
This wasn't the Dennis wife, right?
No, no. That was an Ecuadorian chick.
Jim is with the United Nations.
Hey, I'm Captain Kirk. I don't care if she's green, purple, black. I don't know what color she is. You got a heart, you have a heartbeat in the vagina.
That's it.
But you got to be good looking to it and not be a bitch.
Fair enough.
That not be a bitch part can be tough sometimes.
Now, see, with men, you don't have to be handsome if you're rich.
Oh, look at that. See it?
And you don't have to be handsome if you're funny. Funny men get away with, I mean, they can do whatever they want. You know?
Yeah. You know, I was not impressed with the strength of the sake.
Benjamin wants to know how many ate there, Jim.
I don't know which comment he's talking about. We had like 15 things we said. So I don't know what he's referring to when he said that, so I can't respond. Ate where? I don't know. Ate who, what, where, what? That's why.
You know, those women can really treat men well.
Ooh.
Those Asian women. Until they get to the United States. I've seen so many of military folks will bring these women over. Asian women, and boy, once they get here and they get Americanized, they just blow that guy off and start looking for something a little better.
Now, I will say, and heaven forbid, I don't get racial or prejudicial or anything, but the most common one I've seen that with was the Philippine nation, because there was a lot of allowance. There was a thing where they allowed a lot of Filipinos to move here more freely, to join the military more freely. And the women got a little cocky. Mm. And they would grab guys and then dump guys for other guys a lot more than your other. Asia's a big, giant continent. Obviously, the biggest one there is, I believe. So when you say Asian women, you got to nail that down. But I can say what I've seen here in a military town, Filipino women, because they have it like that.
They do.
And then, well, Daryl's not here to ask. LBFM, they were the ones that was named. Little Brown Effing Machines. That's where that acronym came from then. But, you know, if you say, well, that doesn't have to be Filipino. I was like, no, that's actually where it came from.
So many of those military guys, when they're overseas and stuff, and they want to try and bring one of these chickies home, they have to go through their chain of command. And they have to ask their, like, the people that are above them in rank. And my husband, Daryl, he took many of these boys aside and said, she's a whore. You are trying to marry a freaking whore.
A whore!
And how did Daryl know? Because he's to frequent those places. So
yes, you know, I will be honest with you. I was on the East Coast, so I never went to those places. But a lot of those guys, we have a huge Filipino nation here and a whole bunch of guys that were from those. Guys that stay in the Navy for more than one hitch, they'll bounce around from those back and forth. So you talk to them, you know. I met a lot. You know, I'm not going to say that. Like I said, I want to be prejudiced to all Filipino chicks are whores. I'm just saying, of all the Asian chicks, those ones seem to be a little more savvy. And so do some of the Puerto Rican chicks. They're a little more savvy being...
The Filipinos?
No, but on the other coast, the Puerto Ricans. They are a... What are they? What is that term they are? They're part of our country, but they're not a state. What are they?
Commonwealth? I don't know. I don't remember. Like that. Hawaii?
There's a couple other places. No, Hawaii's a goddamn... Jesus, goddamn, Hawaii's a state. You need to go back to school.
I do, yeah.
Remember the show Hawaii Five-0? And do you remember when there was a lot of talk? A lot of like, oh, 5-0 is here. That was a lot of term for cops. 5-0 is here because of the show. U.S. territory.
Okay. I won't forget.
But, I mean, they fall under our government, but they don't get to vote. There's some things they don't get to do. That's what I was trying to say. Blah, blah, blah. Nobody wants a reading from the...
Well, in the Army, I met guys from Guam that they can do time in our service.
Guam's another one.
And then they will get American citizenship. Yeah,
Guam, Philippines, Puerto Rico. There's a bunch of them like that out there based on the World War II stuff.
What was the name of that family that was in charge in Guam? What was her name?
Oh, I wouldn't know that.
On the tip of my tongue. Imelda Marcos.
That was Guam?
Yeah.
I thought that was Philippines.
I don't know.
That was Philippines.
It was Guam.
That was Philippines. Look it up.
Okay.
I'm betting on the Philippines.
Her nephew was in training with me in Texas, and he said his aunt was so corrupt. He said she had an entire wing for shoes, those really expensive shoes, and they didn't have to follow any laws. And, you know, it just sounds like, well, it depends on where you are and who's in power.
Hey, look at that Kurt Russell Goldie Hawn movie. He was there to build her a big shoe, multiple shoe rack, remember?
That was his movie.
That's why he was on the boat. I'm just saying, in general.
Yeah, what was that called?
I'm just saying, yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, in general, that's not that uncommon for chicks to need, like, thousands of square foot for their shoes.
Oh, there comes Virgil. I knew this guy had stories. We just had to kind of prime the pump a little bit. He says he nearly got killed by a Filipino pimp in, I don't know
where that is. In Babylon.
He asked if you'd ever been there. I don't know where that is either.
I don't either. You know what? I had people from my own state all the time. Hey, have you ever been? Hey, I'm from Minnesota. I'm from Chichamanchongua. I don't know where that is. It's some town of 15 people. Why would I know that in Minnesota? Oh, it's near Kukapakatagu. It's like, Jesus Christ, there's like five big places in Minnesota. If you can't give me some mileage from those five big places, I don't know where you're at.
He says Port of Athens.
Well, I've never been to Greece.
Okay, but dearly departed husband was.
Remember the one that
got bit by the horse in Rome? He, in Greece, there was a what was her deal? An old woman came up to the table where they were drinking, and she said, fortunes. They were palm reading. And he took one from her long before he knew me. And she said, oh, you're going to have lots of boys, lots. He said, I've got one son, and we're done. There's no more. And she goes, no, you're going to have lots of sons. And they all laughed. And sure as shit, look at what happened to him. He ended up with all these sons. My son. I thought that was really interesting.
Some old bitch on Uzo walked up to him. Holy God, the prophet has spoken.
She wanted some money. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She probably couldn't even see his probably freaking farsighted or what, farsighted. So I don't see it. You got all these names, I guess. Oh, you must be, oh my God, you have guys and boys.
Catherine, no lie.
What?
That's why I don't really go for European men. They're very snotty, cocky, arrogant. They think they are, you know, God's gift to women.
I get so much that they dislike us so much. I don't think they act like it among their own women. I think they're like, Americans.
Well, okay, but what I hear, you know, over here when I was doing columns and stuff, is that men, like in Australia, and sorry, guys.
I know they all see.
They, and in Europe, they don't like to treat their women well.
Didn't see that, but I didn't live there. I just visited there in Europe. I didn't live there enough to do a case study.
They said in Australia, my friends would say, the women would be on the pier waiting.
I can't speak for
a good manhood.
But all the other places I've been, all over Europe, it was not like.
No.
Nope. Germany, Spain.
Get them.
But they weren't waiting there. Like in Israel, we went to Haifa. Waiting.
Yeah.
Turkey. Surprising. Yeah. We all lost the worst. Oh my God, I can't do anything here. I saw the Midnight Express. Remember that movie about, oh my God. It was actually a lot of fun. People were nice to us. This is in the 80s, no, mind you. So.
Catherine, they're nice to women that are foreigners, but they aren't supposedly good to their own women.
Only Rachel could speak of that.
Yeah.
She is the one female from Australia here.
Yeah, well, I think her point of view has always been they're good.
I don't know.
So maybe it just depends.
Plus, a big goddamn continent. First of all, you say Australia, it's a giant continent, first of all.
True enough.
And I'm sure, like any place, like in our own country, some parts of our country, people are nice to women, so other parts are not. It's hard to nail that down.
Rachel, how's that fire doing? I caught it this morning. I think it was with the Irwins we're talking, that all kinds of animals are going to be endangered now.
Oh, is there a fire near their big zoo they had, zoo/farm refuge they had? The daughter took over, didn't she?
The daughter and the mother, the American
mother.
The
wife,
Anyway, I had seen some cops this morning.
I watch him all the time.
You
I
do?
Like that guy.
Well, he's gone now.
Oh, shit. Thank you for telling me that. Oh, I didn't know that. I say you watch that show all the time. He was a nice guy. I probably shouldn't do this. He would do some crazy-ass shit. But one time it caught him. But he always said, you know what? The most uncomfortable place I am is underwater. It's just weird to me. And if something ever bad happened, he said, it might probably be underwater. And so it was. Because it wasn't his normal environment. All right, we got to say goodbye. Then.
I guess we got to go now, everybody.
We got to open the floor and nobody jump in.
That's okay.
Nobody on the phone. Nobody. Well, you know, in the United States, it's getting near. People are graduating colleges, high schools. People are going on early vacations for the summer. So in our own country, we expect it to be done. I can't speak for the other country.
Yeah.
A lot of folks are graduating their adult children from colleges, and they got to travel to other, wherever the hell they're going to school to graduate them. So, yeah, you got a degree in basketball. Thanksgiving. Have fun at McDonald's or
hey,
something.
Hey, very nice
Yay.
To meet you. It's a shame you're coming in at the end
Who's
of the
that?
Show. He's from Nova Scotia.
International shout-out to Faye from Nova Scotia.
Yeah, oh, like you live in a beautiful country. Never been there, but I've seen, you know, videos of it. And,
pictures.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful place. It gets really cold in the winter. Ooh.
It's north of us, so it's colder than Virginia. Imagine that. All right, let's say goodbye to our blog talk listeners first.
Yeah.
You better man that thing up, because you know
mad.
What I'm going to do.
This show is over, say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Say
goodbye. That was Sammy Olsen.
Say goodbye.
We will join you soon. Stephanie Eastern, Pacific. Be there.
We shall do so. We love you long time.
Yes, we will. Take care, everybody.